Okay, let's look at the Srimad Bhagavatam verse for today. You'll find it in this white binder that says Srimad Bhagavatam chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. And today, the verse you'll find on page number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Api na suridas tata. Api na suridas tata. Bandavaha Krishna Devataha. Bandava Krishna Devataha. Drishta Shruta va. Yadavaha Drishtva Shuta Vayadavaha Swapuryam Sukham Asate Swapuryam Sukham Asate
Api Na Suridas Tata
Bhandava Krishna Devata Drishta Shruta Vayadavaha Swapuryam Sukhamasate. Please chant. Couple chanters. Api na suridas tata.
Bandava Krishna Devata.
Bandava Krishna Devata.
Drishta Shruta Vayadava.
Drishta Shruta Vayadava.
Swapuryam Sukham Ashate.
Swapuryam Sukham Asate.
Apina suridastata.
Apina suridastata.
Bandavaha Krishna Devataha.
Bandava Krishna Devataha.
Drashta Shruta Vayadavaha.
Drashta Shruta Vayadava.
Swapuryam Sukhamasate.
Swapuryam Sukhamasate. Api. Weather. Na. Hour. Surida. Well wishers. Tata. Oh, my uncle. Bandavaha. Friends. Krishna Devataha. Those who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. Drishta. By seeing them. Shrutaha. Or by hearing about them. Va. Either. Yadavaha. The descendants of Yadu. Sapuryam, along with their residential palace. Sukhamasate, if they are all happy. Translation. My uncle, you must have visited Dwarka. In that holy place are our friends and well-wishers, the descendants of Yadu, who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Sri Krishna. You might have seen them or heard about them. Are they all living happily in their abodes? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The particular word, Krishna Devataha, that is, those who are always wrapped in the service of Lord Krishna, is significant. The Yadavas and the Pandavas, who are always wrapped in the thought of the Lord Krishna and His different transcendental activities, were all pure devotees of the Lord, like Vidura. Vidura left home in order to devote himself completely to the service of the Lord, but the Pandavas and the Yadavas were always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. Thus, there's no difference in their pure devotional qualities. Either remaining at home or leaving home, the real qualification of a pure devotee is to become wrapped in the thought of Krishna favorably. That is, knowing well that Lord Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal, and other demons like them were also always wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna. But they were absorbed in a different way, namely unfavorably, or thinking of him to be a powerful man only. Therefore, Kamsa and Shishupal are not on the same level as pure devotees like Vidura, the Pandavas, and the Yadavas. Maharaj Yudhishthir was also wrapped in the thought of Lord Krishna and his associates at Dwarka. Otherwise, he could not have asked all about them from Vidura. Maharaj Yudhishthir was therefore on the same level of devotion as Vidura, although engaged in the state affairs of the kingdom of the world. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The word Krishna Devataha, those who are always wrapped in the service of Krishna, is significant. And the many rules and regulations of the Vedas are all servants to two rules. Smarta Vyasa Tatam Vishnur Vismartavyo Najatuchit Vidishevana Seda Shur Eteor Iva Kinkara. Their Kinkara are servants to the rules that we should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, everything good comes automatically. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayat Yashuvairagyam Jnanam Chayarahaitukam. The Srimad Bhagavatam Sutta Goswami says that by performing devotional service to Krishna, which is beginning with remembering Krishna, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto, Krishna says, think of me, then one automatically gets jnana and vairagya. These things come as a natural result of one's thinking of Krishna and of serving Krishna. One becomes fortified with these things naturally and automatically. So if one simply focuses one's mind on this one principle, and that is becoming Krishna Devata, which means a wrapped in attention on Krishna and Krishna's service, then everything good will come. Vedeshu yagneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punya palam pratishtam atyeti tat sarvam idam vaditva yogi pranam yogi stanam panam paiti divyam. Krishna says at the end of the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that if you perform devotional service, if you forsake everything else and you concentrate on devotional service, you won't lose anything. You won't lose the results of performing austerities. You won't lose the results of giving in charity. Daneshu tapasu chaiva. Everything good will come from this one thing. So we have to, one way or another, yena tena prakarena, Rupa Goswami says, learn how to fix our minds on Krishna. And if we do that in a determined way, then we will attain the success in life. This is the real meaning of austerity, and it's the real purpose of devotional service, is to think of Krishna. And there's a famous story of Savitri. Do you know the story of Savitri? Who was, you know, she was very beautiful, very qualified young girl, so much so that she intimidated all the other boys in the area. So her father, who was a king, said that you choose your own husband, because no one will choose you. They're all intimidated by you because you're too beautiful and smart and everything. So she was a very devoted person. So she decided that she went out to choose her husband, and in the forest she found a man who had a son who was very qualified, and she chose him as her husband. And they were betrothed to be married. And she came back and announced to her father, but then she found Narada Muni was there informing her father that actually this boy was a bad choice because on the day of their wedding, he would die. You know the story, right? Yeah, of course. So she said, and they said, bad choice, day of the wedding, he's going to die. She said, I don't choose twice. I've chosen once and that's it. I'm fixing my mind on this one person and I'm not going to change my mind. And that's the way it is. And so then the wedding day came closer. They were married. And then Yamaraj came. One day, this young man was chopping wood in the forest. She followed behind him. And he suddenly sat down, laid down, and lost all his strength. And his life was ebbing away. Yamaraj came to take him away. But because this Savitri followed behind Yamaraj and spoke so eloquently about the philosophy of life, that he turned around and he said, although he advised her, don't follow, now he became compelled because of the power of her dedication, that you please choose some benediction. You can have anything you want except to bring your husband back to life. And she said, okay, that's fine. She chose several benedictions. Among them, she said that I would like to have a son by my, or 100 sons. I would like 100 sons by my husband. And Yamaraj thought for a minute. And then he rephrased his benediction. And he said, okay, now you can choose anything you want. And this time he didn't include the clause that you can't ask for your husband to come back to life. So based on this determination of Savitri, that she fixed her mind in one place on this one person, and that this vow, and because of her purity, Yamaraj relented and brought back the husband back to life. So Prabhupada gives us as an example that Krishna Devataha, if you become fixed on Krishna, that's your vow, but that has to be your main vow. That has to be your only vow. If you have some other desire, then Krishna will fulfill that desire. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, people, bahu shaka hyanantascha, budayo avyavisayinam. If you have other desires, say, a little Krishna, but I these other things for myself, then you don't have this strong determination. You won't have that same kind of power. But if you decide, I want Krishna only and nothing else, then everything will come to you. Why? Because Krishna will take personal interest in you. He will then see it as his solemn obligation to maintain you. Otherwise, we're maintained automatically by Maya. We're not actually sons of Krishna when we give up our desire to serve him and go away. Prabhupada said this. He said, we become sons of Maya. But when we develop this determination that I'm fixing my mind on Krishna, Krishna Devataha, I become completely absorbed that my desire in life is to serve Krishna only, nothing else. Then Krishna comes. Then Krishna says, okay, this one is mine. I'm taking care of this one. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshu stina priyaha. And then Krishna says in the second half of that verse, which means that I'm equal. Samaham sarvabhuteshu, to all living entities I'm equal. I don't hate anybody. They're not my enemy. They're not my friend. I treat them all equally, except if someone develops this feeling that Krishna is mine, nothing else. I only devote myself to Krishna and Krishna's service. Then, he says, that person becomes special to me, and I take special care of such a person. So, In this verse, Prabhupada is saying this Krishna Devataha is significant. How significant? It's everything. This is Shraddha Shabdi Bishwas Kohe Sturidanish Choi Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Kritahoi. If you develop this kind of determination that I serve Krishna and I do devotional service and all my activities go to this, then everything else is taken care of. Sarva karma kritahoy. All other things that everyone else thinks are important. There's so many good causes in the world and so many distractions, more than usual these days, because when you look at the internet or anywhere else, your mind will be distracted in a million different directions. And everyone has a good cause. But don't miss the great cause for all the good causes. Fix your mind on the one great cause, and that is Krishna Devataha. Become a devotee of Krishna. Serve Krishna. So we follow in the footsteps of Vidura, and he gravitated towards the association of the Yadus, who are always scheming how to have Krishna's association. In fact, it's mentioned in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, when the Pandavas were bereft of the association of Krishna, they were sitting around, Narada Muni found, they were sitting around trying to invent an emergency so that Krishna would come and save them. And Queen Kunti, of course, says that vipara santucha shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yat sad apunar bhava darshanam. She was saying, we love it when these emergencies come, when these disasters hit us, because that means Krishna comes and we totally surrender to Krishna and we think of Krishna within the core of our heart. We get this Krishna devataha, this feeling that no one can save me but Krishna, because otherwise I think my money can save me. And it's okay. I have money. I'll just buy my way out of it. I still have health insurance. That'll save me. My family will bail me out. But when all those things go down the drain, then what do you have left? You have to, from the bottom of your heart, from the core of your heart, you have to say, Krishna, please save me. And therefore, Kunti also says, Janmaishvara Shruta Shribir, Enamana Madapuman, Naiharfat Yadidatum Vai Twama Kinchana Gocharam. Who does Krishna save? Who is able to approach Krishna with this Krishna Devataha, this feeling that only Krishna, and Krishna is mine, and he's my only protection? That's the person who's akinchan. Kinchan means something, and akinchan means I don't have anything. I'm all out of protection. I'm all out of anything. Nothing. I don't have anything. Only Krishna. And when you have Krishna, Yomameva Masamuno, Janati Purushottamam, Sasarva Vid Bhajatimam, Sarva Bhavi Nabharata. Then you have everything. Krishna gives you everything when you dedicate yourself to him. And if I don't, then I have some paltry thing from this material world that I have to live with. You bought it, now you have to keep it. And even if it breaks, and it will, you still have to pay for it. That's the material world. I wanted it like a little baby, and I cried for it, and I got it, and now it's broken and ruined. I don't want it anymore, but you still have to pay for it. But when you get Krishna, then you get everything automatically. So this is a society dedicated to Krishna Devataha, to associating with pure devotees. Our standard is the gold standard. Dharma projita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam. It is meant for those who are not envious. And we desire this service to Krishna for service sake, without any consideration of return. We're not thinking, I'm doing service because I want Krishna to do this for me or do that for me. Nothing. I'm serving Krishna because he's the best, because he's beautiful, because he's sweet. And I simply do service for service. This is the standard. Anyone who does this achieves the satisfaction of the soul, and nobody else. Nobody else. This is the statement of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakta, Nishkama, Taiva Shanta, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami, Sakali Ashanta. Everyone else who wants something. Bhukti, I want some material enjoyment. What kind of material enjoyment? Well, what kind of sense gratification is available? There's money, there's women, what else? Lord Chaitanya rejects them all. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam vajagadisha. I don't want anything. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want women. I don't want knowledge. I don't want anything. I just want mama janmani janmani bhavatad bhakti rahaiti kritwai. I just want unalloyed service to you, birth after birth. Bhukti. There's so many desires I can have in this material world. I mean, how many are there? Is there a finite number? Does it end sometime? It's infinite. So I have to There's no desire that will make me happy. In fact, it will make me restless if I pursue it. So bhukti, mukti, and how about I'll just desire to give it all up? Is that a good idea? Is it? Bhukti, mukti. So my desire swings. This is called the pendulum swings to the other side. Material world is so troublesome. These desires are pestering me like these wasps that come and they bite me from every side. And finally, I just say, stop everything. Mukti. I give it all up. I merge into the, you know, an impersonal. Does that solve the problem?
No.
Why not?
Because you still have your identity and you get it again.
Because when you dissolve into Brahman, at that time you still have your identity. And you are able to experience, and you get again entrapped by Maya.
Can you prove
possibility.
It? Can you prove it?
We are here.
Shastra, you got to prove it by Shastra.
By Shastra.
Go ahead.
Like Lord Krishna tells, only Yad Gatva Nivartante, when we reach to the Lord's abode, and Yad Gatva Nivartante Tad Dhamam Parma Mama. Apart from that abode, anywhere we go, we have to again fall down to this material world.
That's pretty good. Any other proof? It's a big verse waiting out there for you. Prabhupada uses it over and over again. It's in your shloka book. Rakshit Jariwala Prabhu will probably get it first because he's a PhD scientist and he's into the shlokas.
No, I didn't get the verse, but I was going to make the point that just by dropping these things is not enough. One will have to take on to some positive engagement. Otherwise, it's a void or a vacuum.
Nice point. Here's the verse. Yene ravindaksha vimuktamaninas tvayasta bhavad avashudha buddhaya Aruya Krishna Parambaram Tata Patantyato Nadrita Yushmanangraya. This is spoken by the demigods to Lord Krishna within the womb of his mother, and it says it all. Unless you develop your relationship with the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever form of liberation you think you've attained is simply misguided, and you will fall back down again due to lack of engagement, due to lack of fulfillment of the heart, abhishta doham, that desire fulfilled that you have a relationship with Krishna. So bhukti, mukti, mukti won't stand. It's an impermanent situation for the soul. And siddhi means that I want some kind of mystic perfection. This is another kind of delusion. So only devotees, Krishna bhakta nishkam, they have no desire because their desire is all for Krishna. They're completely satisfied. They're completely happy. Everybody else is disturbed and miserable. So we have to become Krishna Devataha, dedicate our consciousness, our work, everything towards Krishna, and then we'll become satisfied by the process of devotional service. And not to worry, if we're not in that position now, there's a progression through which we can come to that position. Krishna says, if you think of me all day long and worship me, if you can't do that, then practice the rules and regulations of devotional service and you'll come to that stage. If you can't do that, just work for me. It means do your work and at the same time sacrifice the fruit of that for Krishna. That means give away whatever you earn and whatever you get from your field when you're growing and give it to Krishna. He'll give it right back, but give it to him first. And then if you can't do that, then just be charitably disposed and learn that by giving that you receive. Hare Krishna. If you can't do that, there are other processes to gradually come up to the level of this devotional service, of fixing one's mind on Krishna. So today's verse, we have had the association of Vidura and Yudhishthir, and we've thought of the Yadus, the Krishna Devatas. And so we've had that association, and we'll continue that by our own practice of associating with the Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna, and there's plenty of service to be done that will keep us connected to Krishna. Today there's book distribution, is that not correct? Okay, so we have at least one full hour of massive book distribution, and you have spots all set up and ready to go? Anyone who wants to go out for book distribution for 1 hour today is invited to come out. And then there's lots of preparation to do for tomorrow because ISV is doing all the book distribution for the Rath Yatra tomorrow in San Francisco. And then there's the Rath Yatra tomorrow, where we can go and participate in Lord Jagannath's pastime of Rath Yatra, and you can think of Krishna all day long. I highly recommend for the Rath Yatra festival to stay engaged. One thing about these festivals is you can find service anywhere at the Rath Yatra site, and there's plenty of places that you can go and get service. I guess if you're lucky, you can get service. You definitely get service with ISV. We have lots of things for you to do. And there's service that you can do around for the devotees and for Lord Jagannath. I recommend that you get some of that service and stay absorbed. Festivals also, there's another option. You can wander around and you can talk to everybody that you meet. Depends who you meet, but it's a good idea if you stay absorbed in service, because there's a lot of, there's always a possibility for all kinds of idle talk. It's nice to have association and to meet all the devotees, but try to stay focused on Krishna Katha and service. Otherwise, you can lose the great opportunity that we have for this program. Yes.
Speaking of service, we do have some services right now here. We have some cookies that need to be packed. I'm guessing they will be taken to the Rath Yatra tomorrow. I'm going to be keeping them just right here. If anyone is interested, they can just join, anyone who is packing there. And you can do it at any time after prasadam or during the prasadam or whenever you like. And also, after the program is over, we need a few volunteers who can help to clean up the temple. If anyone is interested, please stay for half an hour or so after the prasadam is over.
What a great opportunity. Good idea. So, did you do Guru Puja already this morning? Okay, so who is performing the Guru Puja today? Okay, and who will sing the Guru Puja today? Huh? You would like to sing the Guru Puja? Okay, and then I have another program to go to called Bhakti Life, which is nearby, where a lot of new interested people are coming to Krishna consciousness, and we have a separate presentation, and that starts at 10:30. So if I may have your permission, I'd like to be excused so I can go to that program, if I may. This morning we read and from the Brahma Samhita, we discussed in some detail about the process of purifying mantras, about purifying our heart, about desire trees, about volition. Anything else?
Determination.
The nature of the mind.
Absorption.
And Krishna. Krishna Devata. And so on. Huh? Yeah, go ahead. Calling from Dwarka? So thank you very much, everybody. Have a fantastic day. Stay absorbed in service. Try to get as much service as you can while you can, because your seva will save you. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, these tasks or action items for the devotees given by Malini Mataji.
Okay.
So I'm holding that, all the devotees who are there in this list, so they can coordinate each other and they can come to the spot tomorrow.
So just like you can pretend Sri Krishna Purushottam is a flower and that you're a bee, and for that service, you can go right there and try to extract some service from him.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Vanchakalpadrubhischa, Gribhasnevacha, Patitanam. So let's put all the books and book stands away with reverence but efficiency, and then we'll have the Guru Puja. Hare Krishna.